democracy in Zambia still remains something that a lot of us feel is probably detached from us. I mean, I think the fact that we go to elections every 5 years and we've got a change of government, you know, to an extent, yes, you know, most people do, you know, align with the concept of democracy, but I think the actual livelihoods and how that impacts them is still yet to be seen. I think that's generally where we are in Zambia, I would say, in short.
Well, John, I'm sure you heard some friends or any acquaintances or even ordinary Zambians say to you that democracy is not good for Africa and perhaps a benevolent dictator because we do not necessarily obey some of the rules of democracy to make it more robust. When you hear such things, what do you tell them?
So with the film, we wanted to ask a lot of these questions. We wanted to examine this and get different perspectives on the issue because there is, you know, the academic approach on one end, and then there's the social approach on the other end. And these are usually, you know, conflicting ideals because on the one end, most people would then say, look, what Africa needs is like you said, a benevolent dictator, because for the large part, the very concept of democracy, say, for example, in the West, is very different from how democracy is going to work in a country like ours, Zambia. You know, in a country where we're still struggling to educate the majority of our population, you know, we don't have that level of exposure or education or access to information as, say, for example, a Western country has. So do we actually practice the same democracy that is practiced world over? Or is democracy actually, or can we shape our own form of democracy? Do we abide by the same rules? These are all questions that were being asked within the documentary. And there's no definitive answer, really, apart from the fact that democracy has to work for people, and it has to be a democracy that is shaped by the people.
John, with what you have seen and people you've interacted with about this documentary, do you think the people of Zambia, across Zambia, not the elite or those who are in the major cities, including Lusaka, do they get the concept of democracy?
Look, it boils down to the same issue I raised before, one that, you know, we are not a nation where every single citizen is literate to a level where they can understand some of these concepts. By far and wide, you know, these, for example, if you look at local representation, you know, the people in the far-flung rural areas, they have a representative that they choose, and that representative is given the task to represent their needs and their wants to the bigger government, you know, but their understanding of democracy ends there. You know, it ends at that level where, look, we've got our basic needs and these needs have to be met. And then perhaps once these needs are met, then we can start thinking about the broader picture and what it is that we're trying to actually achieve. So, you know, with that being the case, the involvement of a lot of these rural community dwellers, the largely not so literate people, you know, within our communities, their involvement is very limited.
Was the purpose for which this documentary made achieved by exploring the issue of democracy, particularly in Zambia and beyond its borders?
So one of the key driving forces or insights around this was, you know, since independence in 1964, we've had effectively with the past election, we've had three peaceful transitions of power. So by far and wide, this is a feat that I think a lot of our neighboring countries are yet to achieve. You've got countries which have had the same political party since, you know, for more than 20 years. So somehow we've managed to have these transitions of power. And so by far and wide, we're seen as a mature democracy. And so personally, I wanted to explore this and say, well, what does it mean to be a mature democracy? And you know, in answering that, one had to start with, what does the concept of democracy actually mean? You know, have we had democracy all along and we've just called it something else? Or, you know, is it something that is innately in us? What are the obstacles and where is the country going with this concept of democracy? So when we started to unravel that, we then started to realize that this is not just something that was affecting Zambia. This is something that was affecting a lot of our neighbors neighboring countries. Swaziland, for example, which is still under a monarchy, and they've got a very interesting setup in terms of government structures. You know, so we started looking at and saying, well, are we the ones that have gotten it right, or is there something else that we could do?